It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Brittany Light has a story that looks at the suicide rates so far this year. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So your story, looks at the numbers. I mean, we've heard about how a lot of the crisis calls into those lines are up, but you're looking at hard data.
Yes. So Hawaii mental health professionals have been preparing for a surge in mental health needs during this pandemic period. But we do now have some preliminary data from the Hawaii Health Department, and it shows that suicide deaths in our state have actually decreased slightly during the coronavirus pandemic. It looks at month-over-month numbers from April to September, and during that six-month period, it shows that there were 76 suicide deaths. Now, that compares to an average of 94 suicide deaths in the five-year period before. So it appears to be a slight decrease. At least it certainly doesn't show a big spike like a lot of mental health professionals were predicting.
Yeah, I mean, that is surprising because you think if the calls for help on the suicide crisis lines, are going up, you wonder about the outcomes, but maybe it means that, enough people are reaching out for help and are getting the help they need.
Right. I think no one's quite too sure what this means yet. There are a lot of different caveats when you're looking at this data. It could mean, like you say, that there's more public awareness about mental health. People are really doing more to seek treatment. There's now telehealth for psychiatric care during the pandemic, so maybe people are taking better care. It could also mean that, suicide deaths are not the only marker of a mental health crisis. For every one suicide death in Hawaii, the state health department says that there are approximately 4 to 5 suicide attempts. So this report doesn't track that at all. There are all these other indicators of people struggling. And the other important caveat is that this data is just preliminary. It sometimes takes months to determine whether a suicide really is a suicide. Determining a cause of death is not always easy. So it's possible that these numbers could actually be higher with time.
And you had a breakout line in your story. It says, in Hawaii, one person dies by suicide every 2 days.
Yes, that's the statistic. So our state certainly has a struggle with suicide. I think the experts that I spoke to said they're cautiously optimistic when they see this data, and at least encouraged that it doesn't show a clear increase in suicide deaths during this pandemic, such a difficult time for so many people. There's also some interesting, a growing body of research that shows that suicide isn't just a mental health problem. It is that, and it can be that. But there are all of these a growing amount of research that links financial stress to a rising suicide rate. So there are just so many causes. It's very complicated to uncover.
And from time to time, we get these clusters. I know a couple of years, I think there were a number of suicides on Molokai, and that kind of shook everybody up. But we also had it here this year, too, right?
Yes. On Kauai in May, there were 4 suicide deaths within a 7-day span. That's highly unusual. These were 4 young men. It was really tragic for, this small island community. And it raised a lot of questions. Is coronavirus-related stress causing these suicides? Is it contributing to the cause of these suicides? And, those questions are just so hard to answer.
Yeah, I mean, the suicide picture is really pretty complicated, isn't it?
It is. There are factors like a history of depression or anxiety, financial struggles, drug use. There's so many things that could contribute to someone wanting to take their life.
Yeah, and I know your report points out that the worst month this year was February, when there were 25 suicide deaths.
Right. So in the months directly before this pandemic came to our little archipelago shores, the suicide rate, according to this preliminary data, appears to be kind of a little bit abnormally high. So it's hard to know what to make of this. It could just be a blip, you know, when we look at this with more data from the rest of this year and early next year. Maybe it doesn't indicate much. But I think a lot of experts are hopeful that it could mean that the rate is at least not increasing right now.
All right. Interesting story. But thanks so much, Brittany.
Thanks so much.
That was reporter Brittany Light with the story about suicide numbers during this pandemic. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.